There was five different options that you could choose, and two of them were almost identical, but designed by Carl Lockwood. They were the same flag as we have, as New Zealand has now, just the Union Jack was removed and the white silver fern is put in the corner, similar to the one that is used in the All Black logo. And one of the designs has a red corner and the other one has a black corner. That's the only difference between the two. So when I saw that design, I thought it was the only one that has still the four stars and the blue background, and just had the small change that the Union Jack was gone. So I thought, people don't like big change, especially when it comes to their national identity. So this one, you know, you still have a very strong resemblance of the existing flag, and you've taken away the Union Jack, which is, you know, the main part that I think most people have issue with because it's so connected to the colonial past. And then you have the fern, which, you know, especially with the All Blacks just winning the World Cup, is a very strong sort of worldwide New Zealand symbol, I suppose. So the reason I thought that one of those two designs would win was that it was just sort of a small step to a new design, whereas the other designs were visually very different to the existing flag.
Interesting to see how the others did, and given that there was such a big deal about having the red peak included there with their social media campaign, that certainly did better at least than the koru. Can you talk us through why you think that mm-hmm. was and that didn't do so well? Because that's obviously the unfurled fern.
Yes. So the koru, which is, if you haven't seen it, is the typical spiral symbol that's in a lot of Māori visual culture. And there was one flag which was just a black and white flag with a very simple koru design. That one didn't do so well at all. And the one that did do well had just a very geometric shape of a triangle, which was red and then white around it and then blue in the corners. And that one came in third, and partly because there was a very strong kind of social media campaign supporting that one. And it did have some Māori symbolism in that design represents a kind of geometric pattern that's used in Māori weaving. So I think partly because of the strong media campaign behind it, that came in number three. But my criticism of those five options was that there wasn't an option where you could let people still have part of their existing flag, meaning, you know, the blue background, for example, with the four stars, that kept people sort of feeling like they're not taking too big a visual leap, but still included some Māori symbolism. For example, there are quite a few designs in the long list of 40 flags which have the same colour scheme as the current flag, and even some of them have stars there, and it just replaces the Union Jack with a spiral koru design. And and I found it a pity that there were two flags, the two winners, that were very visually similar, but there wasn't an option for a flag that kind of combined the colonial existing flag with the Māori visual culture.
It's interesting that you bring up there the colonial history as well as that of the Indigenous, the Māori in New Zealand, because this is a conversation that we're starting to have here in Australia and elsewhere in the Pacific. Fiji, in fact, is currently having public consultation underway, and they're about to, in the new year, release more than two dozen designs for new flags because they, of course, also have the Union Jack in their flag as well. Given what you're saying and your disappointment at what really what options were given to the New Zealand voters, what would your advice be for countries like Australia or Fiji as they look to perhaps go down this track?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know so much about the Fijian referendum that's coming up, but I would say in Australia, if we go down the same track of having a referendum, there needs to be some options at least that are closely consulted with Aboriginal people, I'd say, to incorporate a visual language that also represents the original culture.
Just one final question. The reality is that this flag, now that is won, will go to another referendum in March, pitting it against the current flag. What is your feeling? What is your tip? Do you think that people will actually vote for change, or they'll end up, as you've said, generally sticking with what they like and what they know?
I haven't really been to New Zealand for a while to feel what the sort of feeling is there, but I'd say with that option that has now won, which is a fairly safe one, there's probably a fairly good chance that one could win. just because, you know, New Zealanders are very proud of the All Blacks, and yeah, maybe they are ready for a change, but just not the kind of change that would show the world a real respect for Māori visual culture.